Our next guest is a very special one. He can make objects float right before your eyes, project your thoughts into reality, and make rainbows out of sand. His name is Kevin Quantum, a magician, a scientist, and a comedian, and he's here for the Fringe Festival. He joins me in the studio now. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good, thank you. So, you've just gone into Adelaide from... You recently came to the Perth Fringe Festival. How did audience react to the show there?
I was in a different show in Perth, actually. So I've got lots of different ones. But the one I'm doing in Adelaide, an Australian premiere. Perth was great. It was my first time there. This is my second time back in Adelaide. And I really love Adelaide. I wish someone had told me about Australia when I was a bit younger. It's such an amazing place. And Adelaide really stands out for me. I'm really glad to be back here for the Fringe, and I'm really looking forward to the weeks ahead.
What's your favourite thing about putting on these shows to the audience?
My favourite thing? My favourite thing is probably the buzz that I get. It's very addictive. It's hard to sort of capture it. Like, if you imagine the sort of pleasure-pain thing, the worst fear that most people have is public speaking. But when you can do that and do it really successfully, it's probably one of the biggest buzzes you can get. So just being on stage at the end, having a full house, 300 people, having enjoyed your show, that is the best thing ever. It's so good.
So what can people expect from your new Adelaide shows?
So yeah, this show's called Anti-Gravity. It's on in the garden at 7 o'clock each night. And it's a show all about levitation, really, from a magic point of view. So most of my shows have a bit of a science or a science fiction angle. And this one was based on some work they're doing in this massive laboratory in Europe called CERN, this circular laboratory. And they fire tiny particles around this thing and bang them off each other and see what happens. But they've made this stuff called antimatter, which is kind of right out of Star Trek. But the crazy thing about antimatter is, with antimatter, you get this stuff called anti-gravity. And anti-gravity is kind of like gravity, but whilst gravity would make something fall down, anti-gravity would make something fall up. And this concept, for me, was just mind-blowing, and I really want to make a show around that. So yeah, this whole show is about making stuff float from a magic point of view, from a science point of view. It's exploring this idea of anti-gravity in a very light-hearted way, I should add. It's not a show that's going to go into the maths and physics of it all.
And I think you might be able to demonstrate some of these ideas for us now.
Yeah, so levitation on the radio is like probably really difficult to do, but if we video it, you've got your phone handy, haven't
you?
Yeah,
I can put this up.
So I picked up a receipt from when I was doing some online shopping, so I'll show you that just now. It's from a shop,
small
my
receipt.
Favorite shop in Adelaide, because you can get all your props there. And so I'm holding it in my hand, and if I wave my hand over it, it should just start.
And yeah, that's levitating.
Floating there in front of you, which I will just give it a little spin in midair just so you can see.
Yeah, that's actually floating between your hands.
Now let me just quickly, if we get this on video, it should be if I just bring it once more. I know it's really hard to visualize.
Yeah, it's...
I'll just walk away from it a little bit so you can still see that it's there.
Yeah, that's floating away from your hands and going down.
Oh, come back up. There we are. Perfect. And back up to my hands. And that's a little levitation trick on air. You're going to have to log into the website. How do you do that?
It's just on our Breakfast on Radio Adelaide Facebook page. We've
right,
just
sweet.
Put a
do
video
that.
Of that.
You can
wow.
See and I also want to teach one as well, because I know it's really difficult to do real levitation on the phone, but this is one you can do at home. We've got time, or should we do that later in the interview? What do you reckon?
Yeah, we've got time.
All right, so this is one that I learned when I was a kid, and I loved it. And the whole idea is that you can make your arm feel lighter. So when you've got a moment, I want you to find a wall or anywhere that you can, or even like a doorway, and stand in between that doorway, spread your legs ever so slightly apart, and take your arms and push as hard as you possibly can off the sides of the doorway. So where your wrist, keep your arms straight and push with your wrist against the doorway or the wall that you stood next to. And just keep on pushing for 30 seconds. Even go to 45 if you want. We'll do this afterwards. We'll get it on video. And then once you've done that, just hold your arm out. And it feels like an invisible force is pushing your arm up from underneath. And it just rises up. Amazingly, like it's really weird feeling, weird sensation, but it feels like your arm is lighter than air. and it floats up. We'll do it later. We'll get it on video after the interview.
I'm speaking with magician, scientist, and comedian Kevin Quantum here in the studio with me now, talking about the magic of, you got the two shows, Anvermatic Trick and Anti-Gravity. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be pretty busy between those shows, I'd imagine.
Yeah, oh, it's so full on, but this is why you come for the fringe, really. It's rare for me to tour two shows overseas. This is like the first time I've ever done this. So that's quite, how do I say it, a bit stressful for me. I've had stuff stuck somewhere between Belgium and Singapore, you know, my props I'm shipping over, and I'm on the phone to TNT every day saying, please, where are they? Then they eventually get to Melbourne, they get stopped by customs. So just getting the props into the country was a real real pain. But now they're here, now that they're in the theatre, now that we're set up, I'm just really excited about doing. So the early one's a science magic show, Anti-Gravity, and then at weekends only we have a show. It's around 10 o'clock called And For My Next Trick, and that's the comedy sketch magic stuff that that I'm kind of more famous for back home in the UK. That's maybe what I'm more well known for. So it's just a high energy comedy audience participation, throw yourself in and get up on stage kind of show.
Where are you off to after the Fringe?
So after Adelaide, I'm going to go to Tasmania for a day, and then back to Edinburgh. There's a slim chance I might be in Melbourne for April, but I've got to confirm that with my family first. I run a festival back in Edinburgh. That's where I'm from, called the Edinburgh Magic Festival. That starts in May, so we're generally there for that in May. And then in start of June, I'm in Brighton, which is in the south of England. And then I'm going to London for a few days. And then it's really the run-up to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which is this other, like similar to Adelaide, this massive sprawling arts festival that takes place over a month. It's really wonderful. If you ever have the chance to go to Scotland, go in August and then go to Edinburgh and this arts fest. I think just to put it in scale, Adelaide probably has about 1,000 shows on. Edinburgh has almost 4,000. The whole city is just taken over. There's not a street you can walk down without seeing some kind of crazy, you know, acrobat trying to fit themselves through a badminton racket or something. You know, it's one of those kind of weird setups.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Kevin.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me in.
That was Kevin Quantum talking about his magical fringe shows.